We built this city on rock and roll. Built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pensacola's Expert Panel with Meg. We built this city, and you know who we built it with? Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. Jonathan Cook is here. Hey, Jonathan.
Hey, good morning, Meg.
What's up? How you doing?
It's middle of the week.
Honey, tell me about it. Hump Wednesday, I think they call it, right? I don't know who came up with that, but they were on to something.
But they were on something, yeah. I think just because it's middle of the week, it's the day you got to kind of push through. And if you get through today, then you're like, okay, I only got 2 days of the week left. It's not too bad.
Are you counting as much as I am?
No.
And
I'm
love
not.
What I
I'm
do,
not.
And you love what you do.
I do.
So what's that about?
I actually enjoy the weekends because I get to work on the weekends, just do whatever I want to do.
I see.
You know, during the week, my office will have it scheduled out, and so we have a schedule to keep. And then on the weekends, I pretty much get to do whatever I want. So I work most Saturdays.
Pretty
much every Saturday I work, but I enjoy doing it because it's my day to like just do whatever, get caught up, you know. So I kind of enjoy that.
Well, you know what us Southern girls say about something like that?
What's that?
Bless your little pea picking heart. Working on Saturday,
boy. It's
okay.
I enjoy it, so it's not a big deal.
Well, you know what? For me, I'm counting down the weekend because of football.
The football? You're a football watcher?
Am I a football? Yeah, college football. I am probably the biggest Georgia Bulldogs fan you will ever meet.
See, I never got into it.
You
As
didn't?
A kid, I never got into it. You know, I just never got into sports.
I don't know. I'm in. I'm
now,
all
see,
in.
If I was into sports, I probably would like the weekend more. I'd probably be looking forward to that.
See, there you go.
But other than maybe watching the Super Bowl, it's about the only football I've ever
watched.
Yeah,
I'm not into the NFL so much.
And that's usually if we get invited. If we get invited over to somebody's house.
Free.
Right,
free food. Free barbecued wings or something.
Right, then I go. And then I'm rooting for whoever they're rooting for. But but just watching sports to watch sports, I got too much stuff to do.
I got you. Well, you have to hear. Let's segue into you have to have a nice house. And a perfect viewing room in your house, right?
That's true.
To watch sports
See,
properly.
I got to do all that work to get that.
See, okay.
So I don't have time for the sports.
I'll have you come and redo my bathroom in my place while I watch football.
Okay, that sounds good. Too busy building the city, you know?
That's exactly right. We're talking with Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring with Pep Talk. It's our expert panel. So that means this is your chance. Been thinking about remodeling, thinking about changing your flooring, thinking about doing something different in your house. Jonathan is our expert. And you can ask a question right now. All you have to do is text it in at 850-437-1620. We're going to be here for the next half hour. And I know Jonathan would love to answer your questions. And tell us a little bit about your business now. Just in case someone's tuning in this week, they've never heard you before, where you're located, everything about who you are.
Okay, yeah. So I'm Jonathan Cook. I own Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. And like Meg said, I mean, feel free to text in your questions. We always look forward to questions. And if you don't get them on the show, you can call us at our store afterwards. And that phone number is 850-332-5905. But we also have a retail location. So we own Jonathan's Flooring on Palo Fox Street, and it's a full retail and install location.
So, I could come in and look around and see like products and choices for my floors.
And you can check them out and take them home with you.
Oh, okay.
So you can come in and look around.
Really?
So you can look around and you can take some samples home and you can lay them on your floor, see what they look like, you know, check them with your paint colors. A lot of people will come in and check samples out, and you know, if they have a designer they're working with, they want to run by or just family members, it might take them home just get other people's opinion. And also, I always tell people, hey, it's going to look different in your house than it looks in the store.
That's always
I mean, flooring
that's
can
true.
Change colors.
Well, it's the lighting of your house,
it's the lighting. It's also what's with it. So you have some that's, you know, got a lot of variation in it. And if you have tan walls, it might look more tan. If you got gray walls, it might look more gray. So some people will come in and pick something out and be like, this is the one I want. And I'm still encouraging of like, okay, go ahead and just take it home with you and look at it. And then when I come and do the estimate, I'll just collect the sample and bring it back.
And I like one of the things that you told me that you do estimates line by line.
We do.
Explain that, because I think that's pretty cool.
Well, so what we do is we line item everything out on our estimates. And it sounds like something so small and simple, but a lot of people don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And most people, and some people may, you know, I don't know what everybody does. Some people may. But I know with ours, we're very detailed with it. So it's way like if we're doing like, say, if we're doing flooring, we're going to do a line for demo, for floor patch, shoe molding, moving furniture, installing the flooring. And what it does,
like the, I like the moving furniture line. Just
right. Well, it gives you a chance to look at like where you're spending your money. Like, okay, this is where I'm spending money. This is why it costs this price. And then also it gives you the opportunity to say, hey, you know, I want to move the furniture myself, and I don't want to spend $300 having the furniture moved. And that's an option you have. And then it's easy to just take that line item off.
Right.
Especially when it comes to like whole house renovations and remodels. A lot of people have a lot of ideas they want to do, but they might not have to do them all right now. But I'm still encouraging, like, hey, let's put it all on there. Let's look at it all, and then you can pick and choose what you want to do.
So can you help me come up with a timeline for my budget? I mean, I have grandiose ideas, but maybe not be able to afford all of it right now. Is there a way to kind of break down a project and do it that way?
Well, yeah, and so that's a lot of the reason why we do, like I said, line item. Obviously, like, if you're getting into, like, say, a bathroom remodel, you're going to want to do most of it while you're in there. But you could. You could break it down and say, okay, well, I'm going to replace the vanity later on down the road, so let's do the shower, the flooring, the trim, and then I can come back, you know, in 6 months to put a vanity in because that just sits in place. So, you know, you can do things like that, or you could just do room by room. Say, well, let's get the bathroom done now, or I'll come back and do the kitchen later. Everything, even when it comes down to painting, painting's by the square foot.
Right.
So, you know, if you have a 1,000-square-foot house and it's $2 a square foot, you're looking at $2,000 to paint the walls. You may say, well, let's paint these five rooms, and then we could take the square foot for those rooms and charge you for that and not the rest. It's also just a very fair way to charge everybody. You know,
right.
So say, hey, it's this much a square foot, you know, and everybody's paying the same rates. I know some guys will come in there and be like, oh, I'll do it for $1,800.
Yeah.
You're like, well, why is it $1,800? You know, so like,
well, that's what I don't like.
I like to go and tell them up front, this is why it's that price. Okay. You know, this is how we get to there.
Yeah, I get the, well, ma'am, we had to do a little extra labor over here on this corner here, and they got to take this panel out, so that's going to be another $500. I'm like, whoa, suddenly the prices change
right.
as we go through the process. So I love the idea of, and I'm guessing sometimes that happens, I'm sure, that you have to come back and say, you know what, we've come into something. But
it happens.
Having it all laid out makes me feel more secure.
Well, and that way, if something does change, then it's easy to explain because you're like, hey, you can see on the estimate right here what we're charging you for, and this isn't there. So that's the case. And also, I mean, most cases, we don't really ever change prices.
Right.
Very rare. But it does happen. And sometimes, most time, if we're adding to an estimate, it's usually by the customer's request. It's usually we find something. We need to add this. And I'm not saying that that does happen occasionally. If it's something small, most time, we're just going to go ahead and do it.
Gotcha.
Because, you know, we try to keep our estimates to that number because, one, I know people plan for that. So if you hire us to redo your house and you're planning on spending $12,000, you may not have $15,000 at the end of the job.
Right.
Or if they're getting financed, you know, they may not have been approved for that.
Right.
So unless it's something we really have to change a price on, we really don't like to. Or like I said, unless they add something, if they come to us and say, hey, I want to do this, but then we'd give them a price up front and say, well, this is what it's going to be. So they would know up front. And we try to be very transparent with that stuff.
Yeah. And I think one of the advantages to working with you also is what you've told me is that you can sit down and you have your own store, so I can walk in and pick the flooring that I want and make those decisions based on your estimate and figure it all out at the same time rather than me having to go somewhere else now to buy the product.
Right, and also one of the big things is you can come in and pick the flooring, and you can pick anything you want, take home and look at it. But then when I come out and do an estimate, me or even one of the other salesmen, then we're going to look at what you picked and look at your house and see if that will work in there. Anybody can just walk into, say, one of the big box stores and say, I want to buy this pallet of flooring and put it in my house. It may not be the right kind of flooring for your house. And sometimes it could do more damage to your house than good. If you have,
really?
So if you have, like, you know, tongue and group wood flooring, and, you know, vinyl plank is really trendy,
right?
We see a lot of people will go in there and try to lay it over the top of it. If it's not the right kind of vinyl plank with the right core, it's not going to let the wood underneath breathe. And so then it's going to cause that wood to buckle.
I wouldn't know that.
Right. So say you come into our store and you pick out, you know, five samples and take them home. I may show up and say, hey, you know, these two would not be good in your house. These three would, which is, you know, one of the benefits to having a professional come out and look at it rather than just, you know, just going to, like I said, a big box store and them guys just sell you whatever you want off the shelf.
Right.
And it's not just with vinyl plank. There's many other types of flooring, you know, like tile. I mean, tile needs to be on a certain type of subfloor. And, you know, most flooring has a something that it's good for and something it's not. Even when it comes down to sheet vinyl.
Oh, really?
You could put sheet vinyl on most anything, but you do want to make sure you have the floor, you know, prepped out and really smooth and a nice surface to put it on.
Okay, so this is going to be flooring 101. But could you explain to me what sheet flooring is compared to what the other vinyl plank, for example?
Well, so we used to do a lot of sheet vinyl, mm-hmm. you know, back in I'd say the 60s, 70s, 80s, it was pretty big. Sheet vinyl and carpet. And so sheet vinyl just comes on a 12-foot roll. So it's 12 foot wide.
What you're saying.
And it's vinyl and you roll it out.
I gotcha.
Most of your new, D.R. Horton homes these days, and even Adams, a lot of them look like vinyl plank in there, or glued down vinyl plank, but it's actually a sheet vinyl.
Really?
Yes, because it's cheaper, because they can just buy a whole roll and roll it out.
Roll it out.
And so you see a lot of your new construction that you're going there and you think, oh, this is vinyl plank, and it happens a lot because I just recently went and did one last week, and the guy had wanted to patch it because there was a tear in the kitchen, and he was like, yeah, I don't know where they got it at, and he was thinking we could take a board out and replace it, but when I got out there and looked at it, it's actually sheet vinyl.
And you can't do that with sheet.
No, you can't. You can cut it and patch it in the center, but sheet vinyl is very hard to cut and patch. I mean, you can cut and patch it. In that sense, he had a wood pattern, so you could cut it into the seam of it, and we were able to patch it. But it's really not the best.
Well, that's getting very creative.
Right. I mean, it's possible. Patch it in, put some seam sealer on it, and it will hold up and work. But in most cases, if you have a big tear in your kitchen, you better just put a new piece of sheet vinyl down.
Gotcha.
So that's one of the things that I don't like about sheet vinyl as much. You know?
No, that makes sense. We're talking with Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Flooring and Construction. If you've got a question, we're covering lots of topics this morning, 850-437-1620. Howard Seaton is sitting in with us this morning. He works here. Whoop, hang on. Probably help if I put your mic on, right? Is
Hello.
It on? There he is. Okay.
Welcome, world.
Hey, Howard.
Good
Howard's
morning.
Waving at me because he's got a question. What
well,
you got,
yeah,
Howard?
Yeah, you started talking because I thought about this before you came in even, the sheet vinyl. And how does that differ? Because when I hear that, I'm thinking the old days with linoleum.
And
what is the difference between sheet vinyl and linoleum?
Well, there really isn't a difference. It's the same thing.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. So, sheet vinyl, linoleum, it's just a different wording for it.
Okay.
And sometimes with what it's made out of, a lot of your older linoleum would be a fiberglass based, which is a little bit thinner. With some of the new sheet vinyl today has padding on the back of it. But it's pretty much the same thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, that makes sense to me.
Absolutely.
So then you had a question that came in, and I kind of was looking at another text here. The difference between LVP and vinyl plank, what is the difference between, and what does LVP stand for?
Well, so LVP just stands for a luxury vinyl plank. So it is a form of vinyl plank. But when you buy a vinyl plank, you can buy it many different ways. So you start at, what would be a 2-millimeter glue down, and that's just strictly vinyl. So it's a vinyl that you're just strictly gluing down on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can go from that to a snap and lock product. The difference is the same vinyl, basically, but then it has a core. It's put on top of a core, which will snap together. So then you go from a 2-millimeter glue down to a 3-millimeter, and you can get a 3-millimeter and a glue down, which is a full glue down system. And then after that, you can get a 4-millimeter, which is going to be a snap and lock, 5, 6, 7, 8. And even we have some that are 10 and 12 millimeters.
Oh, wow.
And when I say the millimeter, that's how thick it is.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, think of the same piece of vinyl. You have a thin piece of vinyl
that
you can just glue down on the floor, or they take that same thin piece of vinyl and put it on top of a core that locks together.
Gotcha.
Like that would be a snap and lock plank. So LVP is a luxury vinyl plank, same basic thing as a luxury vinyl plank. Yes.
Okay. And so we got another question that just came in. Does vinyl plank expand and contract with temperature and humidity changes? And
so,
I bet that would be, that person might be on the beach.
Right. So that's a good question because used to be when we laid a laminate, we would have to make sure we had a good quarter inch gap around the wall because a laminate does expand and contract. It's a wood-based product.
Right.
So any sort of moisture, humidity, anything like that gets to it, it grows. And if you don't have enough expansion in there, it ends up buckling in the center of the floor. So to answer the question, vinyl plank does expand and contract, but very minorly. Like what a laminate used to.
So if I was actually building on the beach and I was wanting to put something in, knowing there's going to be humidity and moisture exposure, how do you choose the product knowing that? I mean, does it make a big difference which one you use for that environment?
So you could pretty much use either one of them for it. But I will say most beach houses are off-grade, usually on pylons.
Right.
And so then if we're in an off-grade house, we really want a you know, like a WCP product, which is a wooden plastic core instead of a stone core. The difference with the two is the plastic is gives and mm-hmm. goes with the subfloor more. But in that, the plastic also is the one that will expand and contract more than the stone. Stone doesn't really grow in heat or humidity like, because the wooden plastic still has wood shavings in there that will cause it to grow.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very minor. Like I said, it's nothing like the laminate used to grow like half an inch.
Right.
This could be very minor. But you still just want to make sure you have some sort of, you know, gap around the wall before you mm-hmm. put your shoe molding down. Even if it's just something small, like an eighth or a quarter inch, give it some room to expand and contract it a little bit. But you could use either one on the beach. You could do a full glue down, you could do an SPC, or you could do a WCP. But if it's a off-grade pylon house, I would do a WCP.
Okay, great. So that's a great answer. Thank you for the questions that are coming in. 850-437-1620. And here's a comment that I think is pretty interesting. That's more of a business comment. It says, I've seen your company around for years, and I see you continue to grow. I'm a businessman myself, but I've not grown quite as fast as you have. So my question is, how do you maintain the growth and still keep up with good production and good reviews? How do you handle all the PR and maintain a good reputation when you cannot be on every job? You see a lot of companies get big and then go under because they can't handle it. What sets you apart from them? That's a great question.
It is a great question, and it's very hard to answer because there's so many different moving parts to it.
Mm-hmm.
And some of it, I don't even know how to do it. It's just like taking it as it comes, you know, and dealing with it as it comes. Sometimes just putting out fires, like, okay, well, this I need to deal with this today, so I'm mm-hmm. going to deal with this
today. Because you can't be everywhere all the time.
You can't be everywhere. And there, that's where it comes down to. There's an 80-20 rule.
Mm-hmm.
And so they say if your guys are going to do as 80% as good as you would, most of your customers only expect an 80% of what you would actually do yourself. So if I'm going to go out there and give 100%, most of the guys that work for you, they're not going to give 100%. It's not mm-hmm. their company.
Right.
I hear this from business owners all the time, and they're like, they're saying to me like, oh, well, how do you get guys to give it their all? I'm like, you don't. They're not going to. They don't own the company. Why mm-hmm. would they? You
know? Yeah, it's not the same.
Right. So don't expect them to. But I do expect a decent, good job. Mm-hmm. You know, I expect them to show up on time. So you can have some expectations there. But
I think one of the things that you've shared with me, too, is that the people that have been with you now, because you started very young and you've been doing this 21 years now. So now you have a team of people that have worked with you that know what your standards are. You've talked to me about how they've started to specialize in certain
right.
areas.
And
they may have started out general contractor, but now they're specializing, say, in sheetrock or flooring.
And so that's where I was getting to.
That helps too, doesn't it?
Is it does. So then we have a team after that.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't be on every job all the time. But I have my brother that does project managing. We have another guy, Steve, that does. And then I have my wife and another lady that run the store. If I had to be there and run the store all day, I wouldn't be able to check on jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And then there comes a certain point where, you know, you want to be able to be out there and work with your guys. I see a lot of business owners, and I think it's a big mistake. They always say, well, how long did it take you to get out of the field where you're not physically doing the work yourself?
Mm.
I'm not.
I'm still
out there. If that's the goal, it's not going to work.
Right.
Because even if you do get to a point that your guys could handle it without you,
mm-hmm.
if you never show up and you're never out there with them or help them, they're not going to respect you the same. And that's just this business, you know. So any job I send my guys out to do, if they're not going to get it done in time or they need help, I'm going to be out there helping them. So I would say it's just a lot of stuff that goes together,
mm-hmm.
but we don't have it perfect.
So, yeah,
deal with a lot of stuff too. So,
yeah, I think what you're talking about is integrity in a lot of ways, because I know when I was the CEO, there would people say, oh no, you don't have to pick up that box. We'll take care of it. No, I'm going to get in there and pick up the box with everybody else just because
right.
I have a such and such title or am the owner of the company. I feel like it's my obligation to get in there and be willing to do anything that any one of my employees to do.
Right. And the thing is, I actually enjoy doing it.
Well, see, there's the other.
So that's
the catch to it for you.
As I would much rather work.
right.
If I could just come in every day and go like, hey, where's my job? Let's give me my work order and
right?
go do it. I'd be happy with that.
Yeah.
That's why I said Saturdays. I like Saturdays because right. I can look and be like, all right, what do we need to get caught up on? And I can go work on a job.
Mm-hmm.
Most of our customers, you know, aren't calling or like a lot of realty company stuff work. They're closed. So I'm be like,
right.
hey, I can look at the schedule and be like, all right, I'm going to go do these three jobs. But I come in and work Saturday, not because I have to, but because I enjoy doing it
yeah.
because I want to get caught up.
Yeah.
And because that's what it takes.
Yeah, I was a late night worker. I was, when everybody left the office at 5, I could get more done from 5 to 7 or 8 than I ever could during the day.
I think my wife is the same way.
I love that time.
Because she's like, during the day, I'm so busy dealing with all this. She comes home and she wants to sit there and do email. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. We don't get off at 4 or 5 o'clock. We go home, we sit there, we do emails, I work on estimates, I do takeoffs on blueprints, and we don't mind doing it. Mm-hmm. But there's a point in your life that you're going to do this for a while, and you're probably not going to do it forever. So, you know, that's something to be said, too, is like tell yourself that, hey, I'm really going to focus and I'm going to work really hard for the next 10 years so that I don't have to do it forever.
What would you say, Jonathan, is your specialty? What is the thing that you bring to the table that makes all the difference that's made this company so successful?
I'm really good at designing and doing a whole house like turn, like renovation.
Mm-hmm. The creative side?
Yes, I can walk into a house and I can start working on it. But see, I could never be like a designer for somebody else or like an architect, because I can walk into a house and I can look at it and be like, all right, this is what it's going to look like when it's done.
Right.
But if you ask me to sit down and put that on paper and give it to somebody, because people will ask me that.
Sure. They want the plan.
Yeah, I'm not artistic like that. Like, I can see it in my head.
You don't have the big drawing board at your office.
No.
Okay.
I can see it, and I'm like, I know what I want to do.
Right.
But if I was designing for somebody else, then I probably wouldn't be very good at it, you know, because I can do it the way I want to do it and the way I see it.
Well, it's unlimited.
Right.
Yeah, you're unlimited by constraints.
So I feel like that's what – and so this guy told me this a long time ago, and it always stuck me. I was younger and he was working for me. This guy named Nick that used to work for me. And he said, Jonathan, he said, you have the ability to connect dots. Mm. And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, you can walk into a house and you can look at it and you can connect dots that a lot of people won't see. And to me, it just comes natural.
Right.
Like, I just see it when I come in, but I've been doing it my entire life.
But they call that talent.
Yeah. So I'd say that's what separates
me. Yeah, it's the gift. Gift that you can't really explain. Some people go on stage and they've just got that charisma.
Right.
And you can't teach that.
And a lot of my customers that have been with me a long time, a lot of them will send me a house and say, hey, flip this house or get it ready to be sold. And they're letting me do whatever I want to do to it. Of course, I'll send them an estimate ahead of time and say, hey, this is what I think we should do and this is what it's going to cost. And most of the time, they'll say, just go ahead and do it. And I feel like they do that because they trust me, because they know it's going to look good.
Right.
And because they know if they ask me to sit down and explain it to them, I'll be like, hey, I'm lost. I can't. just give me the house and I'll give it back to you. Yeah.
Well, we've just got a couple minutes left, so I wanted to check with you to see if there's anything you want to touch on. But also, you do come out and do estimates during the week, Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Tuesdays and Thursdays, yep.
So can you give us some more information? Anything you want to mention in the last couple of minutes we have?
Yeah, so so feel free to give us a call. Like I said, our store is located at 9320 North Palafox. So we do full house renovations. Mm-hmm. A lot of people think we're just a flooring store.
Yeah, I want to clarify that,
right,
too.
Right, and we're both. Mm-hmm. So we do have the flooring store, which is just a flooring store. And we not only do, like I said, installs, but we sell material. We have a lot of contractors that come and just buy material and leave. And we're happy with that. We like that. We like supplying and helping any way we can. So if you just want to buy material, we're happy doing that. If you need help putting it in, we're happy doing that. If you need us to deliver it, we'll deliver it. We try to be pretty flexible with the things we do. But past that, we do full house renovations. And we like getting renovation work because we have, you know, teams that's all they do. So we try to keep them busy, too.
Right.
And so we do bathrooms, kitchens, painting, trim, molding. There's a lot you can do to a house without getting crazy with it.
Right.
And so...
Well, a new floor makes all the difference. When it does. When you tear out that old carpet.
And you still have time to do that before the holidays. We see a big rush of people that will try to get things done before the holidays. Mm-hmm. And you still do have time right now.
Because it doesn't take as long as I thought.
It doesn't take as long as what you think. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it obviously depends on what you're doing. If you're doing a whole house renovation, then maybe you don't have time to get it done before the end of the year. But if you just want to freshen the house up, say paint, like I said, bathroom vanities, toilets, towel bars. There's a lot you can do to the house with just the small details that don't cost a lot, like light fixtures.
Right.
That your house, when somebody walks in, it's going to look updated and fresh. And hanging light fixtures you can get done in a couple of days, you know?
So you'll do that?
Yeah, so stuff like that, we have people we send in. So, like, we use Eager Beaver Electrical. We're sending them in for a lot of electrical things. We have plumbers that we use.
Oh, that's good to know. So you have a lot of connections to other services, too.
Right, so we have our team that we've built out over 20 years, but we also have a team of subcontractors that They don't do the work that we contract, but as far as like mechanicals, like electrical, AC, plumbing, we had a concrete guy that will pour driveways.
Oh, wow.
So we have a team of people that we work with, and that's the only reason we're able to do as much as we do, because we do lean on that team of people. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to do it.
Wow. Okay. We've been talking with Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Flooring Construction. Give him all the info, website, numbers, all that good stuff.
Right. So it's Jonathan Cook, Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. The phone number is 850-332-5905. You can look us up at jonathansflooring.com. You can look us up on Facebook at Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. Or you just come by the office and see us at 9320 North Halifax Street. See you next Wednesday.